This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in, time for KER Politics. I'm recording this kind of early. I'm actually recording this on the day of the midterm elections. I have one of my favorite reporters on the line with me, and that's Charlotte Cuthbertson, the great Kiwi from New Zealand. Charlotte has attended, on behalf of the Epoch Times, 22 mega rallies that Trump has put together in preparation for this particular midterm election. Talk about your experiences, if you would, Ms. Cuthbertson.
Sure. Well, I've been all over the country, Montana, Texas, Florida, Missouri, Indiana, Ohio, Arizona, Nevada, and my experience of Trump supporters is they are very similar in some respects in the fact that they are very engaged. My experiences have all been very respectful, very kind people. There's never any problems at the rallies that I've personally seen. And over the last 3 months that I've attended these rallies, I feel that the Trump supporters have become even more galvanized and united behind Trump.
I got a question for you, just stemming from that particular comment you just made. My question is this. I personally voted for Donald Trump, as I've told you numerous times, and as I've told the folks listening in on this show numerous times. I didn't vote for the man. I voted for the direction that I felt that his administration would take the country. And I have to say, there is no one in the world who can convince me at this point that he hasn't done a very good job, that he hasn't done exactly what he said he was going to do. And I think that's one of the reasons that the Trump supporters have such a strong, strong positive feeling towards him. Would you agree with that? And if you do, could you elaborate a little bit for me?
Yes, I do. And, you know, that comes from talking to the Trump supporters before the rallies. You know, what do you appreciate the most about Trump? They love how he's not politically correct. They love that he stands up for America and American citizens. They love how he has a hardball style when negotiating for trade agreements. They love that he's following through on everything that he said that he would do. He's doing his best to do that. They love the deregulations. They love the economy. They love the tax cuts. And so they're extremely positive about what he's doing. And so I think every person that voted for Trump must be very happy right now because of that.
You know, one of the reasons that I voted for Trump was because of some input. Obviously, I did a lot of research on that election, but I got quite a bit of input from yourself and many of your colleagues at the Epoch Times. I know what the philosophy of the Epoch Times newspaper is, and the philosophy is freedom as it relates initially to mainland China and as it relates certainly to other countries around the world right now. Chatting with Valentin and Jasper and Joshua and yourself prior to the election in 2016, as I recall, you guys back in those days, because of the freedom aspect of Trump's philosophy, the paper, I would have to say, was pretty, pretty positive for Donald Trump back in those days. Am I correct in assuming that?
Yes. So we don't endorse any political candidates,
right?
As a media company. We just try and report what's happening. And I think what happened was because we're just reporting what's going on, there's a lot of positive things that Trump is doing, it's that we have suddenly been perceived as more conservative. whereas we used to be perceived as down the middle. So I think there's kind of been that effect just because the media has shifted, a lot of the media has shifted so far to the left. But one of the things that a lot of Trump supporters have expressed as well is Trump is really pushing back against socialism creeping into America. It's already creeping in. And the Trump supporters really see that as a larger battle. Socialism encroaching on America versus the principles that America was founded upon. And so a lot of Trump supporters are seeing this as a very much bigger fight.
You know, I have to tell you, when you have people like the gal from New York who got elected to Congress, you know, who is an avowed, admitted socialist, I don't understand why anybody could feel that was a good direction for our country to go. I mean, you know, I'm a little bit prejudiced in that particular arena, Charlotte, and the reason I'm prejudiced is because of my background, parents being Russian immigrants, et cetera, et cetera. More correctly, I think I'd have to say my parents are really Chinese immigrants. They happen to be Caucasian. But both of them grew up in China, and they saw what happened there in a very, very dramatic way. I just don't understand how anybody can feel that if we take a country like the United States of America and turn it into, I guess, what I would call Bernie Sanders' socialist area, how could that be beneficial? God, I just don't see it, kiddo.
No, exactly, and that's why this is a much bigger sort of issue that people are looking at right now, because socialism has never worked, and it will never work. The stated goal of socialism is communism, and So seeing Trump pull back on all of that socialism, he's trying to have a smaller government by deregulating and pulling the US out of these sort of globalist entities such as the Paris Accord and some of the United Nations groups and the TPP. He's really sort of trying to come back from that globalist push that happened under the previous administrations.
You know, globalism in theory is very, very interesting in the sense that we have one of the greatest companies, in my opinion, is Amazon. And the reason I say that is because I live out in the sticks. I mean, we're pretty isolated out here. My wife buys most of her clothing off of Amazon. I certainly buy all of my books, and I read an awful lot. I buy a lot of my clothing and other things off Amazon. I think Bezos, quite frankly, had a fascinating idea when he came up with Amazon. But I also want to say that globalism, I happen to be a card-carrying member of the Coalition for a Prosperous America. And globalism is not good for the rank-and-file member of the United States who wants to make money here. Any comments on the globalism issue?
Well, it's really dressed up in communism at the end of the day, because you're not helping the middle class, the backbone of America, because if you're taking away small business, you're taking away manufacturing, you're sort of taking away that whole backbone of America when you push for globalism. And I'm really not an expert in this, so...
No, I don't have any problem with that whatsoever. I mean, I look at the amount of products that I buy, and I guess I'd say primarily in the area of clothing, I can't buy clothing that's made in the United States today for a number of reasons, and the first reason is because I can't afford it. My favorite shoes have always been Allen Edmonds. I got to tell you, now that I'm retired, kiddo, it's tough to lay out $300 for a pair of Allen Edmonds shoes, but it is what it is. But I think that this is all going to change under Donald Trump. At least I certainly hope that it does. Fair trade is actually the answer to globalism. Charlotte Cuthbertson, you're going to become a regular on our program. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Al.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. I'm going to do two segments right now because of the turn of events that happened politically in the United States this week, brought up by my friend Lowell Ponte. We're going to do two segments with Lowell talking about what the Democrats are trying to do right now. Before we start these segments, though, just so it's fresh in your mind, Let me plug his book, Money, Morality, and the Machine. Give us a very brief synopsis on that, if you would, Lowell.
Yeah, this is co-written with Craig Smith, who you see every week on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business. We like to write about the intersection of economics and politics, and that's very much what the book is about. It talks about how there is an attempt all over the world to achieve globalism and progressivism, by which we mean erasing the borders of countries like the United States or Europe. This is why England in June of 2016 voted for Brexit to leave the European Union. This is why the American people later that same year voted for Donald Trump, so that we could remain a nation instead of just part of a global governance system, which is where the left would like to take us. And that has a great deal to do with our future as we now see it.
It's got
so
too much
that,
to do with
that, that in a simple summary is the book, but we talk about a lot of different aspects of how that's happening. We are being devoted. We are literally losing the power of our vote here. And that's being done in many, many ways. Do people understand, for example, that 11 liberal states plus the District of Columbia have already agreed under what they call the National Popular Vote Initiative to give all 172 of their electoral votes to whomever wins the popular vote? Forget what the founders wrote in the Constitution. And thereby, they can circumvent the Constitution. They can do away with the Electoral College, which they don't like because it protects the individuality and integrity of individual states. It allows us to have not one presidential election, for example, but 51. This is why liberals were screaming and yelling about this latest election, because what happened? Well, Republicans gained more, even more seats in the U.S. Senate, but did so by winning only, what, about 46% of the votes in the United States. There were 8 million more votes against the Republicans than there were for them. And yet, by any reasonable standard, this would have to be viewed as a Republican victory, which is why politically we're seeing an attempt now to undo it in Georgia, where Stacey Abrams lost by more than 100,000 votes. In Florida, the Republicans won both the governorship and the Senate seat, and yet that is now being undone again by creating ballots out of nowhere. And if you have any doubt that it's out of nowhere, under Florida law, when there's a recount of any kind, the government is supposed to issue an exact count of how many ballots are being counted, even before the count is done. It's easy for them to do that, and yet, in the liberal counties, the left-wing counties of Broward or down Miami, to say how many ballots they have left to count, because they want to maintain the option to invent as many ballots they need to at the last minute for the left to win. And, of course, in Arizona, there are 550,000 votes that just came out of nowhere, especially in left-wing Maricopa County. And these, of course, all just happened to lean in favor of the leftist, even though the Republican had already won by more than 1%. This is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with Chicago 1988, or pardon me, 1960. We're dealing with Minnesota 1988, where Al Franken stole an election against a Republican who'd won the vote. This is why my old friend Hugh Hewitt once wrote a book called If It's Not Close, They Can't Cheat. Well, that's been done away with. They now are willing to invent hundreds of thousands of votes if they need to, because that's how weak the American people and the media have become in defending our liberties.
How is this possible, Lowell? I mean, to me, it just is this. I mean, I'm looking at a picture of Stacey Adams right now for governor, big toothy grin. No, not a toothy grin, a grin for lack of better terms. And my question is, how is this even possible? First paragraph of the article about this is, early Wednesday trailing but tantalizingly close in the race for governor, Stacey Abrams exhorted her supporters to brace for a do-over, a month-long campaign leading to a December 4th runoff election. God, I got to tell you, you know.
And remember, she'd lost by 100,000 votes. She was not entitled to a do-over at that margin, but she's claiming one. Even at the same time, as she said a couple of weeks ago, illegal aliens are one of her constituent groups. In other words, she was saying, we use the votes of illegal aliens here to win.
I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say. This is quite an interesting turn, and I guess my question is, we're going to talk about this more in the second segment, but my question is, the implications of this are rather amazing to me. Absolutely, totally amazing to me. Whatever happened to the voting process in the United States, it's just not going right now, which is very, very sad. Where are they coming up with all of these votes?
22 million illegal alien votes in the country now. There may be as many as 40 million illegal alien votes. We simply don't know, because both liberal Republicans, globalist Republicans, and leftist Democrats have seen it in their interest to welcome cheap labor and ready Democrat votes into the country, because they don't like the way the American people vote. The American people do not vote for globalism and to do away with and erase the borders of the United States. The American people do not casually vote to flush down the toilet their Constitution. And as a result, we are to be replaced. They're not going to replace themselves as the government, the ruling elite here. They're simply going to replace the electorate. They don't like the way the people voted. They're going to replace the people. That's literally what's happening. And lest we forget, this is what our ancestors came from. I mean, once upon a time, people from all over the world came here seeking freedom and opportunity that they couldn't find in their home country. They only represented about 2% of the population of the world, but they were the most enterprising, the most entrepreneurial, the most freedom-loving, the most religion-loving 2% of people on the planet. So they came here because of what we were. If we cease to be a freedom-loving country...
I got to cut you short just for a second. I have to take a real quick commercial break, but you're going to be back for 9 minutes here shortly. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be right back with Lowell Ponte.
Find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty. And what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Lowell Ponte. He, as we speak right now on Thursday evening as we're recording this, I'm looking at pictures. I'm looking at headlines. Pictures are saying Florida recount drama. Democrats suddenly leads in Arizona Senate battle. Goes on and on and on about all of this. It's happening as we're speaking right now. I find it to be very, very that this is even happening in the United States of America, Lowell. Look at what's going on in terms of the hatred towards conservatives. Right now it's absolutely terrifying. I mean, you know, and God, what do you think about all of this?
Well, we have a major civil war, not just in the U.S., but in many parts of the planet, between those who want a global government system and those who want a national government system where you can have control of your own life.
Mm-hmm.
And the globalists do have the propaganda advantage that our children have been brainwashed to believe in this insanity. Of course, what they don't understand is going to happen, as I said, if our verity was once based on capitalism, moderation, compromise, but allowing people mainly to be free from government to pursue their own interests, that's what made a prosperous country. What do they think is going to happen when they end that freedom? Our families are not going to just sit here, most of them. The dull, the dead ones, the ones who live on welfare checks and so on, the stupid millennial children who still live at home at age 34 with mom and pop and think socialism is a wonderful idea, they'll still be here as guinea pigs with their hands out saying, give me free stuff. But there aren't going to be very many people left to make the free stuff or to create the wealth that government can then tax to give them. Those people are going to move on to the next America, wherever that may be. Or we may just be headed into a dark age for the next 1,000 years.
Let me ask you, Lowell, do you really think it's this bad right now? I'm starting to get actually a little bit nervous, scared. What do you think?
I think we have the potential. I mean, we have Donald Trump. Donald Trump has been able to do amazing things. The whole point of my column, Are We Destroying Ourselves, this week at WorldNet Daily, is, you know, normally you look at a politician, and one of the first things you learn is don't pay any attention to what they say. Pay attention to what they do, to what they actually achieve. Trump, you may not like what he says. You may not like his image. You may not like his gruffness. But by God, he produces results. We've had 4.2% economic growth after 8 years of Obama stagnation, or Obama lays, as we would call it. We have had, just in October, wages increased by 3.1%. I mean, this is some of the best economic news America's had in 50 years. And you're going to tell me because you don't like the way Donald Trump sounds, or because he insults news entities like CNN, which really is anti-American, because he attacks such people, you're going to vote to end the American prosperity? Because that's literally what will happen. We will go back to Obama stagnation. We'll go back to growth at 1% a year. We'll go back to tens of millions more Americans out of work. We'll go back to millennials growing up and never knowing what prosperity or achievement is in their entire lives. That's what will happen if Trump is brought down. And even if Trump survives, the most he can last is another 6 years before he ceases to be president. Is there any other Donald Trump on the horizon? I don't see one. Is there anyone else with his kind of charisma and courage who for so many years has had so much money that he can't be bought, he can't be bribed, he can't be manipulated by the standard techniques that are used with our politicians? He is an almost miraculous figure in world history, but we're only an inch away from ending what he was achieving. In fact, that's what Democrats taking over the House of Representatives will try to do. But as long as Republicans hold the Senate, they'll have a hard time doing it. This is what's so frightening. The Democrats are now trying to steal back the Senate, and they're only an inch away from doing so. And if that happens, you can kiss America's future prosperity and freedom goodbye.
You know, it's a sad commentary, I have to say, and I'm really glad you brought this up, because this happened as we're recording today, and I find that to be absolutely terrifying that this is even going on. You know, you start to ask yourself, well, are the conspiracy theorists, do they would have to say, if the Dems accomplish here what they're trying to accomplish, I would have to say that the conspiracy theorists are probably right on. What do you think?
Well, I'm not worried about conspiracy theorists. What I've always found, and I like to say, is that every conspiracy is an attempt to put together reality from bits and pieces. And conspiracy theories are therefore almost always at least part wrong. Or as I like to say, the real conspiracy believers. And behind those secret masters are the secret masters who can be seen only by those who cast no shadows at all. But we've had the SS. I mean, if we talk about this being like Germany, 1933, the SS was already deeply involved in this election. Not the Schutzstaffel, the two satanic figures, one named George Soros, the other named Tom Steyers. They're both global financial billionaires, and they're both spending hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to buy political power for the left. They're the only reason the Democrats gained traction in Florida, for example, in this election. they were the money behind the left-wing Senate candidate in Arizona. They were the ones behind Stacey Abrams in Georgia and so on. They just went, why did they do it? Because they want America brought down. As George Soros once famously said, and he's also said on at least two occasions, he believes he is God in human form.
Mm-hmm.
Always pay a little attention to people who claim that. But he has taken the view that the major problem to world peace and world goodness in a world he would want to live in is that the United States is too strong. We should be weakened to the point where we're a country like France or Spain or Italy. And therefore, international financial elites like Soros can literally run countries that are that weak. He can't run
the United States,
but he wants to bring weaken us so that he can't.
I want to bring up something here that I think is really interesting. I'm looking at what Antifa just accomplished. Washington, D.C. Antifa publishes home addresses of Tucker Carlson, his brother, as well as Ann Coulter, Neil Patel, and Sean Hannity. You know, I have to say, and I really believe this, we have a real civil war on our hands. I'm looking at a picture of some Antifa folks outside of these people's houses. They're all of their faces are covered. You know what? Shades of the revolution at the turn of the prior turn of the century in Russia right now. It's
and you know who one of those Antifa members is?
No.
Not necessarily tonight, but who is an Antifa member? The son of Tim Kaine, who was Hillary Clinton's running mate. Woody Kaine is an Antifa member who's been arrested by the police as such. But, of course, he was kicked loose because, gee, he was the son of a major party's vice presidential nominee. But, I mean, this is down very deep.
It's
a whole
very
generation who's lost about six IQ points on average.
It's down.
They are stupid. They are miseducated. They believe that all capitalism is like what happened under Barack Obama, where the housing market caved in. Why did it cave in? Because the government was requiring banks to lend and to give home loans
right.
to people who are not creditworthy.
Right. Lowell, we're out of time. I hate to say this. This is a major event. Thank you for bringing it up.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, welcome back here to Wrap Up KER Politics. Big Al is talking right now with the securities. Not necessarily secure. Well, he is a securities attorney, obviously, but he does a lot of litigation work in this area. Graduate from Columbia University. Boy, am I jealous. John De La Portas. John, your office is, I'm assuming from your address, fairly close to Central Park. Am I correct?
That's right. Less than a mile away.
God, what a gorgeous part of America to be in. There's absolutely no question about that. Your publicist, Ryan McCormick, was telling me that you are pretty familiar with the situation with former Attorney General Sessions. Let's talk about that. Now the guy is gone. Do you have an opinion on that?
Sure. It was a fairly contentious or at least frayed relationship between the president and Senator Sessions, Attorney General Sessions, almost from the outset of his appointment. Very early on, the senator recused himself from any investigative matter involving the campaign because the senator himself had participated in Mr. Trump's campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And so he handed over anything campaign-related to his the gentleman he appointed as his deputy attorney general. That would be Mr. Rosenstein,
right,
who was a holdover from the Obama Department of Justice. Mr. Rosenstein then appointed a special counsel, in my view, improperly, but he did, to investigate the alleged Russian collusion and essentially set, Mr. Mueller was appointed to that role, and Mr. Rosenstein essentially set no limits on Mr. Mueller, such that Mr. Mueller has gone fishing for all manner of crimes, and has spent, I think, approximately $40 million. The team of 17 prosecutors and an army of FBI agents has charged all manner of people with all manner of crimes, none of it involving anything relating to collusion between the Trump campaign and...
Yeah, John, I guess my question is, why don't they give it up at this point? I mean, I know now they're going to go after it with a vengeance now that we have the House controlled by the Democrats. Boy, this investigation is never going to stop, and that $40 million that you mentioned is going to skyrocket, man.
Yeah, I mean, I have my own theory on why it was pursued so diligently. I believe, and you know, I mentioned earlier, I have a little bit of a libertarian perspective on things, but it was a marriage of convenience between the Trump-hating left and the national security right, the folks who I think have an incentive in maintaining the current global order. And so Trump very much ran in a campaign of easing tensions with Russia, and definitely this whole investigation has derailed that and pretty much caused Trump to be, I'd say, more aggressively anti-Russian than his predecessor, most at least.
How do you think it's going to turn out? I mean, I really believe it's going to go on with a vengeance here. John, how's it going to turn out in your opinion? I mean, when will it end? What does John think about that?
Well, Mr. Mueller followed the basic prosecutorial strategy of starting low and working your way up until you get to the people closest to your ultimate target, which in this case was the president.
Yeah.
And so at this point, he now has convictions and cooperation agreements with both the president's campaign manager, as well as the president's personal attorney. So I think it depends on what those two individuals are willing to say in exchange for leniency on their sentences, and if they have any evidence to implicate the president in anything. I don't think it has to involve a Russian collusion. It can involve basically anything at all, jaywalking or what have you. And if they do, I think that's going to be included in an ultimate report that the special counsel will be delivering to the Department of Justice probably sometime.
You know, I guess my question, John, is what realistically, in terms of helping the country go forward, in terms of helping the quality of life for American citizens, what's the point of this man at this point in time? I mean, it's been 2 years.
Well, I don't think that most Americans care one whit about it. I think it's something that's a fascination to the media and and to political junkies. And I think as we can tell from the actual political campaigns that were run, it hardly came up. Democrats ran much more on things like health care and Republicans on the economy and law and order. And, nobody was much mentioning, relations with Russia or Mr. Mueller's investigation as something that they thought would get votes. So I don't think there's really any value to it. I think it was entirely a political, not a legal exercise. And hopefully it'll be drawn to a conclusion so we stop wasting money on it.
And so in terms of Sessions, Attorney General, former Attorney General Sessions, where's he going to end up in all of this?
Well, there's been some speculation that he might run for his old seat, which is coming up in just 2 years. But he's rather old, and so, you know, this might just be time for him to retire.
So you don't think that obviously this is not going to really have much of an impact on much of anything, except possibly at some point in time, maybe his legacy, for lack of better terms. You know, I have to tell you, I have been following the politics for a long time, and John, I voted for Donald Trump, and don't hang up quite yet, but the only reason that I voted for Trump is I was kind of fed up with businesses, or politics as usual, for lack of better terms, and I think because of Donald Trump's personality, which is certainly very contentious, I made a mistake. I think somebody with a personality like he has, which is very defensive, very aggressive, I don't think with that type of personality you ought to be sitting in the Oval Office. Do you have an opinion on that?
Well, it's really hard to say. I'd say it's still early in his presidency, and I usually take the position with politicians, whether they were people I voted for or people I voted against. I try to wait till the end of their term and then make a fair assessment on what they've accomplished, or you know, what good they've done and what harm they've done. So I think he's been president less than 2 years.
Right.
And so, you know, I think he's definitely not like any other president we've ever had. And whether that's ultimately a net negative or a net positive, I'd say, you know, history will judge, but I think it's too early to say.
Well, I think that's a very wise answer to that particular question, if you want to know the truth, John, I really do. I think I have to say, if you look at the facts as opposed to just what, you know, what's reported in, I don't want to call it the fake media, but I guess I will have to. I mean, being a political junkie that I am, I get most of my input for my opinions and my discussions, et cetera, not necessarily from the New York Times, Washington Post, what have you, but I typically stay on the Internet and I try to look at the facts as much as I can. I even wonder sometimes if that's possible. You know, I watched the election returns Tuesday night, and boy, I got to tell you, I watched Fox for a while, and then I watched CNN for a while, and it was basically two horses in the race. Horses are very different color, the way it was reported. And I think that's kind of sad if you want to know the truth. I really do. I guess the last opinion question I'd like to ask from you and basically is, why are the media in many instances so skewed as they are? And that's not a criticism. I guess it's just a question. Any comments?
Well, we don't seem to have a news media anymore. We have an opinion media.
Right.
They render opinions, some conservative, some liberal. And it pains me kind of the way it pains you, because I, too, am a news junkie. And I love to know what's going on. And, you know, I've been a subscriber here to the New York Times since 1987.
Yeah.
And I would regularly ignore their opinion pages and just read the news section, which was always quite good. And, you know, they've just lost their minds. they don't have any distinction anymore between the news and the opinion pages anymore. Everything is an opinion piece on the news. I think there was once a very straightforward dividing line between those, and we've lost them anymore. And if you just want to watch CNN or any of these other stations just to learn the news, you're not going to hear any news. You're going to have panels of people debating the latest thing Trump said for and against. I don't know that that's particularly healthy.
Exactly. The dividing line is definitely gone. John, we're out of time right now. I'd like to get you back on the show in about 3 weeks. Thank you so much, my man.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.